Worship is a powerful thing, and it'll. Sometimes I don't know if we catch the magnitude of what worship really does. When we come here on Sunday mornings and we come here on Wednesday nights, you say, well, they singing. What worship does is put you in a position to receive. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about it than what we're talking about tonight, but it literally forces just your function, even in the way you lift your hands. It's an act of submission. And it forces you into a place where you can receive whatever God is trying to give to you. You know, especially on a Wednesday night, like tonight, we've been at work, we've been all these different places, and all kind of stuff been going on today, and our minds have been running all day long. Well, that worship focuses you on something bigger than you, and it forces you down to your knees. I was listening to the song, and it's amazing that they started singing Bow Down and Worship, because it has something to do with what I'm going to teach on tonight. But, you know, I had to drop down on my knees, and I wasn't trying to be deep or spiritual. I did it before I could talk myself out of it. Because, you know, that's what we do in church. Amen. Come on. We know we need to do something. Sometimes somebody, the spirit hits you, and you know you need to go ahead and take you a run. But you talk yourself out of it. Lord knows what God is going to do to you in that run. Or sometimes you feel like you need to drop down. Drop down on those knees. We don't drop down on our knees much anymore. When they say bow down, we like to do this. But that ain't nothing compared to the true bowing. Bowing down. Everybody say bow down.
Bow down.
Come on, say it again. Say bow down.
Bow down.
There's something when I bow down. When you bow down, when the king walks in the room, you bow down. It's an act of submission. It's an act of surrender. It's an act of me saying, you are Lord. And most people call him the Lord Jesus Christ, but don't know what Lord really means. When there's a Lord, that means he lords over you. All right, he's the Lord. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, what you're saying is, Lord, you are my Lord. I surrender. You know the old song, I surrender. All right, right, right. I surrender everything that I have. That's when we know him as Lord. A lot of people want to know him as Jesus, and they want to know him as a Savior, but they don't want to know him as the Lord, because that means I got to do something. That means I got to submit myself and give up something. Everybody say give up.
Give up.
Come on, say it again. Give up.
Give up.
I taught a message a few Sundays back. We kept on talking about get down. Assume the position to get down. And tonight is kind of along the same line. And so the message, they was asking me for a title. The message is submit to adoption. All right, listen to me. Submit to adoption. But let me go here first. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. And it has turned out to be one of my favorite scriptures. And it's real simple. And I'll start reading. I know you turn it up, but I'll start reading it. For time's sake, it says, but I fear lest by any means. Let me read, start off with verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, and I'm going to present you a chaste virgin to Christ. Now, verse 3 is the scripture I was talking about. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. All right, I'm going to read it again. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, that your minds, everybody say my mind. That your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Really what this is saying is, it's simple to be in Christ. It's not the 1 through 20, follow rules verse 1 through 20, and then you can get in Christ. No, it's very simple. When Jesus says, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, because my yoke is easy, my burden is, he wasn't lying. We are, by our positioning, we are, by our functioning, making life harder than it should be. We're making dominion harder than it's supposed to be. We're making our increase, our health, our healthy relationships, our healthy progress, our healthy occupations, the things that we're doing as careers, we make it more difficult because of how we position ourselves. Right there, it's talking about the simplicity that is in Christ. Beware, he said, I'm concerned that it's a possibility that the serpent is going to fool you like he fooled Eve. I'm concerned, beware, I'm concerned there's a possibility that he's going to deceive you and get you to be like he wants you to be. You know, in society today, I read this scripture before because we're going to read some other things, but in society today, you know what is work hard. Work hard. Do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that. And we do all that and still don't get ahead. Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. We do a lot of working hard. Some people have been working hard for years and ain't seen no fruit from it. Shouldn't be. Say it. Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be.
And so the enemy of the, you know, I don't have time to go there, but in the beginning there was a tree of life and a tree of knowledge of good and evil. What you need to know good and evil for? He said, eat from the tree of life. Long as I eat from the tree of life, I'll have life. And so the trick is, I need to know good from evil. I need to know good from evil. The trick is, let me eat from this tree. Let me eat from this tree. And all in our life, all along, we're eating from society's tree. Listen to me. Come on, y'all. Come on. Listen. We're eating. The enemy has still been fooling us and getting us to position ourselves in a certain way where we can't function in the simplicity of Christ. So now the yoke is not easy. And the burden has been heavy. Hey, can I get an amen in the church?
Yeah.
It's been a toil to be everything God wants to be. Well, it shouldn't be. It's supposed to be easy. I was flip over to Romans chapter 8. And I asked simplicity. Simplicity. It's simple. Everybody say it's simple. Come on, say it again. It's simple. Come on, say it again. It's simple. Now, I know we might not feel like it's simple right now. Sometimes the way life is, it don't feel that simple because them problems right there. Or them decisions you got to make is right there. What you mean is simple? You don't know all these problems I got? Ain't nobody ever asked you about your problems. What are you doing?
Amen.
All right? You focus on your problems, they'll expand. Whatever you focus on expands. If you focus on the problem other than the answer. I was talking to an apostle the other day and I just be getting all kind of stuff. Like, I'm talking to him, I get all kind of messages, and I just be writing them on down. And he said, he was reading this book about, was looking at this book about deliverance. And he said, there's two main things. It kind of goes with what I'm talking about now. He says, two main things. And he was talking about how if anybody want to get in deliverance in any area or break anything that they've been dealing with for a long time, but just deliverance. Everybody say deliverance.
Deliverance.
If you just want deliverance, there's two main things you got to realize. Number one, if you're in a rut or you're stuck in a trap, you the problem. Number one, we don't like to hear that one. We blame and complain about everybody else. I heard this before. Blaming and complaining only attracts more crap to your life. Excuses. We got all these excuses. Excuses are the crutches of the uncommitted. So let's throw them out the door. Everybody, just like you throw it. Come on. Hold on. Think about your excuse right quick, because you got one. Come on. My mama. My dad, your mama been going to glory 20 years. My dad, I'm black, man. I ain't go all the way to school. Jesus ain't ask you about none of that. If anything, he said about your mama, I'm coming to bring a sword. So yeah, think about it for a minute. Take all your excuses, all the reasons why you ain't got enough money, all the reasons why you ain't healthy. All the reasons why your relationships ain't healthy. All the reasons why you can't figure out where you're going. All the reasons why it seems a little cloudy and you ain't got no direction. Go ahead and think about it. I know we've been complaining. Come on, let the church say amen. I know we've been complaining. Let's think about all those. You got them yet? You got a grip of them in your mind? Let's take them and throw them. Just throw them towards the wall. Throw them out the window. All right. Come on, throw them again. Just throw them. Come on. Right? All right, we get rid of those. Because you the problem. The first way, when they did any kind of rehab or they taking them Alcoholics Anonymous, or the first thing they make them say is, I am an alcoholic. Because you go in there talking about, the bar be calling me. The bar ain't got no phone. The bar can't just call you. You went over there. Thou art the man. You the problem. Come on, say, I'm the problem. Say it a little louder like you're screaming when we're trying to get a blessing. You know, I want to, somebody say hallelujah, I want a blessing, hallelujah. Say it, I'm the problem. Now just kill your ego, just kill it right quick. Two things, all right? So we got the number one. That is me. Anything that's going, I'm the problem. It's me. All right, I got to say that over and over again because it's me. And the second thing is, my solution is in the Holy Spirit. Now, if we can grip that, Brother Ron, we can grip that, then we can make some progress in life. If we can grip that, George, you hear me? If we can grip that and say, you know what? What I got, I'm the problem. I'm not pointing no fingers at nobody else. It's me. All right? But then I know that my answer is in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has my answer. So when I figured out that I'm the problem and I submit myself to the Holy Ghost, I can get out of whatever it is. But I got to submit myself. Now, that's where the enemy tends to fool us. Right, I'm getting ahead of myself, but that's where the enemy tends to fool us because, you know, in today's society, we got rights. We got amendments. I got freedom of speech. And I got a right to choose where I want to go and do all these different things. And what that can do is get to your head. And you begin to choose past what God really wants for you. You begin to choose other things other than what God has intended for you initially. Because we got choice. We're in the land of the free, the home of the brave. And so you tend to think that you got to stand up on your own two feet to make it out here in this world. You can't do that. It won't work. You'll struggle. Stand up a little bit. Struggle. That's how life going to be for you. Submission. So the enemy fools us and make us think that we got something without God. He fools you and make you think that you can do something outside of God. There is nothing that you can do. There is nothing that you can be successful at outside of God. It may look like success, but eventually it won't last. But he tricked us. So instead of the prophet and the man in the Bible, they say he had a little injury. It wasn't even nothing serious. It wasn't one of these serious injuries. Had a little bit of injury, but because he sought out the physicians before he sought out God, he died. He's trying to show us something. What's the last decision you made without consulting God first? Now, I'm not talking about, hold on, this ain't consulting God. Well, God, what you want me to do? And then you wait for 2 minutes, and then you go do what you want to do. No, that ain't. Well, he must want me to do it. No, don't. A lot of times when God get quiet to me, that means don't move. If I ask God where to go and he don't say nothing, I'll chill. I'll wait. I'm not talking about this little thing where you tell God what you're going to do. I know we had a lot of times with Apostle and, submission. Everybody say submission. You know, when you come here, you say you submitted to the man of God. And so a lot of major decisions, people move away, people do different things and make decisions. And I suppose you have a right to do so. But, you know, the blessing don't have to go with you just because you got a right. And so a lot of times people do a lot of different things and then won't come tell Apostle to bless it afterwards. That's not submission. Oh, we make a lot of decisions. Oh, please tell Apostle. Go tell Apostle that I got married this weekend. Then when he turned out to be crazy, you want Apostle to bless him. And you want him to change him. But if you'd have consulted the man of God before, maybe he'd have told you don't marry that. You put whatever you want to put right there. Everybody say submission. Come on, say it again, submission. I was talking to a friend of mine the other night, and we were riding home, and we were just riding home. He was bringing me home, and we were talking, and we just went to talk. He started talking to me. He's not the type of guy to just start running his mouth about his feelings. So I felt like I was a psychiatrist, and I didn't know what he just started telling me how he felt, and I was like, I ain't asked you how you felt, but he started just spilling it. So I said, well, I don't get this a lot often, so I'm just going to go ahead and listen. Maybe I can help right here. Maybe I just need to listen. He started talking about life, and we started talking about adoption. He was adopted, and so We started talking about that. And started talking about, and he started talking about how he'll feel some ways. Sometimes he'll feel some ways and he'll act a certain way, but, you know, he wasn't raised that way.
Come on.
He said, but I be feeling like this. I don't know why I be feeling like this. Sometimes I just be flashing out. I'm over here, but you know, I've been raised like this since I've been a month old. I've been raised in the Word, raised in the church, raised in Christianity since younger. But I don't know why I act like that sometimes. I don't know why I be feeling like this, even though I know that that's not what raised me.
Come on.
It's not who I really am. Come on. Then he started talking. He said, then a certain thing happened in my life. He said, I started feeling warm-hearted. He said, it was weird for me. He said, because usually I don't care. Usually I'm nonchalant. I don't care about none of that stuff. Leave me alone. Stop talking to me. But he said, all of a sudden, I started feeling warm-hearted. And I started feeling something in my heart for different situations. I said, well, that warm-heartedness is God inside of you. That warm-heartedness is the Spirit of God, the love of God on the inside of you that's trying to reveal to you who you really are. So we begin to talk, and and I never had this conversation with him, but I had a good conversation. We started talking about, I said, well, you know, you ever met your real parents? You ever look? He said, nah. He said, I thought about going to look for them, but I don't really know. I don't really know if I'm going to do it or not. And we just started talking about that. And right then I had to pull out my phone because the Lord started talking to me and started talking about adoption. He said, adoption. When you get adopted, you get to take on the name of the adopting parents. Once you become adopted, you are under new caretakers. You are under a new, you receive a new name. So it doesn't matter what was before, only about what's now and what you are under now, the name that you are under now, the parents that you are under now is what matters. Everybody say adoption. Come on, say it again, adoption. So only who you're under now is the thing that matters. Right? So under adoption, you take on a new name. You got new training. You live in a new house. It's just different things. Sometimes you don't really know what went on before, but you know what's going on now. But even in that, it takes a level of submission to benefit from the adoption. In order to benefit, you must submit. All right? It's not deep enough to write down, huh? In order to benefit, you must submit. Everybody, yeah, looking at, yeah, go ahead and just put it. Yeah, 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 you're right, brother. No, in order to benefit, you must submit. Let me jump, Romans chapter 8, let me jump to the description, and we'll start back at verse 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 15, just for word's sake so you can see adoption. Verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. We have received the Spirit, it's a big S, the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So we didn't receive the spirit of bondage. Now notice the word receive. Everybody say receive.
Receive.
Remember, when you're receiving something, that means there's a level of opening. There's a level of submission. That means somebody is dropping something off and you are receiving. Everybody say submission.
Submission.
So you've not received the spirit of bondage. But you receive the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So jump up to verse 1. There is therefore, this is my favorite scripture, just drop your revelation at the door, let's keep reading. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are what?
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the
Spirit.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the
Spirit.
Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me what?
Free
from the law of sin and death. My favorite part of that scripture is made me that. It made the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. They didn't ask me how I felt about it. It didn't ask me what I thought. It didn't even tell me what I had to do. It said the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made. So right then in that moment, I am made a new creature. I'm made free, and it don't matter what anything else has to say. I'm made free. Come on, say I'm made free. Come on, say it again. I'm made free.
Say it.
Say it. Say it. He made me free.
He made me free.
When they asked you to earn your freedom, he said he made you free. Listen. Time out. Listen to me well, because I want to help you. It's simple. It is simple. Listen. Where we going in this ministry, where apostles going, it's simple to go and fly. It's simple to move forward in the things of God, but there's a certain position you've got to assume.
Right.
I'm going to time back in. It's hard. The Holy Spirit told me a statement the other day. You ready?
Yes.
I got to finish reading. I might be getting ahead of myself, but I really don't care right now. He said, listen. He said, you know, people don't have a problem listening. He said they don't have a problem learning. You learn stuff when you come to church, don't you? People ain't got a problem listening. You be listening, ain't like you be jumping up and, or you be on your phone while I serve. You better not be on your phone while Apostle's talking. It'll be a wild day in church that day. But you be listening. You be learning. Huh? And you be understanding, huh? He says, not hard for people to listen and learn and understand. It's not a, doesn't take a challenge. But when you got to get down, that's when it starts attacking your ego. When an apostle come out here and say, do something, you, I don't know if I need to do all that. Well, where's your submission? Listen to me, it's easy. It's easy. Listen and learn and understand. And I know the Bible saying all that I get and get understanding. I know all the scriptures. Don't throw your scriptures at me. I know. But see, your benefit comes in your submission.
Amen.
See, there will be no all pouring on you with you standing straight up all the time. In the old way they used to anoint him with oil was let me go a little further. I was sitting on that chair and I had my hand down. I had my hand on the arms of the chair, and when I would go places to preach, I'd go places to sing or different things. I had to leave our town to fly out. I would go and go in the room with the apostle, and you know I talk to him and say, hey y'all, I'm going. It's family stuff, you know, bye mom, all that stuff. But then it gets spiritual because I say, hey, would you pray for me? And so I would get down. I remember hearing in the Old Testament when you had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the son would get down. He would get down and would grab the thighs. The dad would be sitting there, and he would get down and grab the thighs.
Yeah.
And submit himself right in that area.
Yeah.
And that's the only way the blessing would come upon him.
Lord Jesus.
You couldn't get a blessing standing up. You don't walk in there standing up. I listen to the song and say, bow down and worship him and enter in. The only way you're really going to enter in is in a bowed down position. The only way you really, I'm trying to teach you something. The only way you're really going to enter into the will of God is in a submitted position. You ask the Holy Ghost to help you submit. Because this is the only way. When they used to bless them, when they used to anoint them with oil, they anointed them with oil, the oil would flow from the top to the bottom. So there was a position that had to be assumed in order to be anointed. You had to get down. You had to submit to what was going on. So it's easy to listen and learn and understand. And you can fool yourself and think you're going somewhere. Here's a gut check question. And I don't want anybody to scream out or answer anything. But do you have all that stuff the Bible told you you're supposed to have? Don't answer me. Do you have the increase and the progress and the clarity, all these things that God has promised? Do you have all those things? Well, I know you got some lack somewhere in your life. Why is that there? Because that may be the part where you ain't submitted at. That may be the place where you can't get down. And you, the Bible talks about watering with your foot, and you think of work, and you'll never get anywhere because you can't submit. We only benefit when we submit. You can't benefit from a principle of God by just listening and learning it. Or just because you understand it. It's great to understand. Don't stop learning. Don't stop understanding. Don't stop listening. But let's take it to another level here. Let's get past all that. Because see, all that don't cause you to have to get dirty. I can sit here and listen and I write my notes and get all my stuff together, but it don't cause me to give up my ego. It don't cause me to say, you know what? I don't really know what I'm doing. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Mm-hmm. Verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled where? Not on us, where? Yeah. Not on us, where? Yeah. That it be fulfilled in us. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the
Spirit.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the
Spirit.
So I just underline in mine. I underline walk, and then I put after the Spirit. That's what I did in my Bible. I underline walk, then I put after the Spirit, because that's what I want to see out there. That's where I need to be at. Walking after the Spirit. All right, now. When I looked at that earlier, and I read verse 5, it says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Now, it's talking about submission now. I know you don't see the word submitting there, but it's talking about submission. It's not talking about you tolling or running after, I'm chasing after you. God ain't running from you. I'm chasing after you. He not running. I got a good one for you. You ready? And I like the word walk. Everybody say walk.
Walk.
Kind of walk. You just walk. When you walk, you just, there's no rush. There's no, you just walk. Simple, easy. It's a nice flow when you're just walking, right? Now, I thought about the other day. I said, well, I ain't never heard Jesus running in the Bible. Y'all read in the scripture about Jesus ran to the house to lay hands on him. Every time you see Jesus, he walking somewhere. Even when they came running, they came running to him. Talking about the girl with the, Jesus, be not afraid. Only believe. Walk to them people out. Now for me, I love it because it's never a connotation of hurry. It's never a connotation of worry. It's never a connotation of I got to get there before it happened. No. I'm walking because I know I have all dominion. And I'm submitted to a higher power. So because the one that I'm submitted to, it don't matter if it was three. Lazarus was dead for days. They say he ought to be stinking by now. Lazarus come forth. He didn't walk though. Jesus running to, I ain't got the scripture. It was easy. Everybody say it was easy. It was easy because of his submission. It was easy because of his submission. Now, so that's a good one for you. So walk after. They that walk after the flesh. Watch this. It said verse 4. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who walk not after something. Go walk. Yeah, just start walking. Just walk that way. Now I'm walking after him. Turn around, go somewhere else. I've decided. To walk after this man. I made a choice. So I submitted myself to walk after. So because I submitted myself to walk after, wherever he go, that's where I'm going to end up. Everybody say submission.
Submission.
I told, go ahead. Come on. I'm going to follow you, brother. Put my hands in my pocket too. Wherever, if I'm walking after him, then wherever he going, that's where I'm going. Because I've chose, I made a choice in my mind. Okay, I'm sorry. I made a choice in my mind to walk after him. So wherever he go, thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Wherever he go, I'm walking after. Everybody say walk after. Come on, say walk after. Come on, say it again, walk after. So in that walk after, there's a level of submission. I decided to follow him now. I submitted myself to him walking, and wherever he went, I was walking after him. So if he'd have walked in the Mississippi River, and I'm committed to walk behind him, I'd have walked in the river too. And eventually we both would have got drowned. But if I chose to walk after that, that's where my feet would have ended up. Who walk not after the, but after the Spirit. Then it's still talking about walking in verse 5. For they that are after, we were just talking about walking after, right? They that walk after the flesh do mind, everybody say mind, do mind the things of the flesh. So if I submit myself to follow the things of the flesh, I'm going to end up fleshy. I guarantee a majority of the bull that you got going on in your life is because you're submitting yourself to some fleshy things. All right, what you watching, what you listening to, who you talking to the most? Come on, let's go. Come on, we want victory. Who you talking to? Who you hanging with? Who you been listening to? What you watching? What's your favorite show? Who's your favorite singer? What's your favorite book? What magazine you reading the most? Are you submitting yourself? I got to get home and get on time because my show coming on. Are you submitting yourself? What are you submitted to? Whatever you're submitted to will be the results that you'll get. Oh, what, all right, you ready? What measure you meet is what? Measured unto you, right? The measure of your submission is what you're going to get back. What are you submitted to right now? I hope it hits your heart. I hope you walk out of here crying. Because I want to know what you're submitted to. What do you want? What is it that you're expecting from God? Well, how much submission are you putting in that direction? Because they that walk after the flesh, they do mind the things of the flesh. I'll say it, they will mind. Listen, it doesn't matter. We all are a victim of this. You listen to it long enough, you're going to beat it. I keep telling the same story when I was younger about me riding down the street. Somebody never heard this story. I'm riding down the street with a crowbar out the window chasing somebody because they made me and my homeboys mad. Amen. Riding down the street, the music, I knock them out outside of the club, and we think we ready to go. I'm with the wrong crew. We ready to go, though. It's about to go down. I wish they pulled the car over. It's about to go down. Lord, save my life. Thank you, Lord. And boy, drove, his car was a little faster than ours, so he got away. But here I go. I've submitted myself. See, your eyes and your ears are built for submission. Remember this, I said this before, but nothing goes out your ears, everything goes in. Nothing goes out your eyes, everything comes in your eyes. So now I've submitted myself. It was just a song, yeah, but it turned me up. And for you know it, I was minding the thing of the song. I was minding whatever it was saying. And I caught myself, I'm a church boy. It was a couple of days after. I mean, we only got a couple of days after and before church, Sunday to Wednesday. I was either about to go to church or just coming from church. But here we go. Can y'all imagine that? I'm outside, pull a car over. Pull a car over. That ain't my thing. But that, I submitted myself, man. I followed after, and then I followed after some people, too. So I followed after, and it took me over there. So what you follow after? What you submit to? Come on, so it's real serious. Listen to me, I don't sound real deep, but it's real serious. The level of things that you submit yourself to throughout a day. How much TV you watching? All right, match your TV time to your prayer time. Uh-oh. I be seeing your prayers when you send them in sometimes. And I know you just didn't watch TV for 30 minutes. But yet I prayed for 30 minutes a day. Your level of submission. But we want it all, don't we? How much are we willing to give? I remember that scripture. He says, everybody want a hundredfold return. He said, he that gave up houses and lands and mothers and fathers and all that for my sake will get a hundredfold in this time. That scripture. Jesus said that. How much are you willing to submit? How much are you willing to give? How much are you willing to put yourself under to receive what you're trying to get up here? Because what you walk after, you're going to mind after. What you submit yourself to is where you're going to go. Now, on a great positive side, it said, but they that are after the Spirit do mind what? Do mind what? So they that are after the spirit, why is my mind always like this? Why am I always thinking these crazy thoughts? Why I can't get this out of my head? Why I can't get over this heartbreak? Why I can't get over here? Why I can't never stop thinking that I'm broke? I'm going to be broke for the rest of my life. Why I can't stop thinking that I'm going to die early? Why I can't stop thinking that? You can't stop thinking that because you're not submitting yourself to the spirit. You're submitting yourself somewhere other than what the Holy Spirit is trying to lead you into. Why I can't stop doing that? Because you're minding that. If you would submit, everybody say submit. Come on, say it again. Say submit. Come on, say it again. Submit. If you would submit to the things of the Spirit, then you'll be more spiritual. You'll birth more spiritual things. There'll be more spiritual things happening in your family if you would submit to the Spirit. You know, submit has, I don't have time to go read it, but I looked up the word submit, and the definition, it's funny, man, but the definition has two, I'll read it. I look up the definition of submit, it said, the first definition was to accept or yield to superior force. Or to the authority or will of another. Right? To just say, you know what, I'll listen. I told somebody the other day, one of the major things about a leader is you got to trust your leader. Amen. And because you trust your leader, don't question your leader.
Amen.
He your leader for a reason.
That's right.
Follow the leader. You know what I'm follow? Yeah, he's a leader for a reason. When we got our man of God, he's up ahead of us, leading us for a reason. So when I say to do something, stop. I wonder if it's the Lord.
Yeah.
It's him. Now you gotta answer yourself in your own head because you got two voices, right? So it's like, I wonder if it's the Lord. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. It's him. Just go ahead and do what he told you to do. Well, what you're doing right now ain't working. And obviously it's working for him. Obviously, whatever he doing is working. So follow the leader. I'm not crazy. I told you about the other day, do something. I'm not crazy. I know what I'm talking about. When I tell you to do something, just do it. Just submit and do it. The question I say is, well, do you trust me? Do you trust me? Because if you don't trust me, you ain't going to submit to me. So what's our problem with submitting to God then? God, I trust you. We trust you. We trust you, Father. Actions speak louder than your. If you trust him, then you're going to submit. You just do whatever he tell you to do. If you trust him, you're going to submit to him more than you submit to those other things. If you really trust him, trust the Lord. I trust you, Lord. Do you really? I was talking the other day, and I said, listen, the real going to rise and the fake going to die. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
The real going to rise and the fake going to die.
Right.
Playing church ain't going to work no more.
Amen.
Playing around and you halfway churchy and halfway not churchy? No, it's not going to work anymore. It won't fly anymore. Time is up for those things. Either you're going to trust him or you ain't going to trust him. Either you're going to submit or you're going to be a renegade. Which one? You know, you might be a nice person, but if you're not submitted, you're still in the renegade category. You know that, right? You might be nice, smile, and don't raise your voice to nobody, but if you're not submitted, it don't matter. So to yield to superior force, right? But in the second definition, it says to present, you know, like a proposal or something to a person or a body to consider or for consideration or for judgment. To present. To a person or a body for consideration or for judgment. So now my submission got two sides. Are y'all seeing it? Not only do I have to be under authority, but then also when I'm submitting, I got to give myself. You know, like you submit your papers? Or you submit a proposal? Or you put it in and you might get rejected or you might not get rejected, right? You submit, but you submit them to somebody. You put them under, in their hands, into their care. For their judgment.
That's right. That's
true. So now submission is about you getting under authority and giving up. giving yourself, putting yourself on the Lord's desk and say, do what you want with it. Putting yourself under his power and saying, see, a lot of y'all got a lot of plans that ain't God's plan. A lot of y'all got a lot of things that you endeavoring to do that ain't him. As the scripture says, many are the plans of a man. There's a way which seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is death. There's always a plan that you can pick. There's always a way that you can go. But is it going to be the way that's going to work? Is it going to be the way that he ordains? Is it going to be the way that he planned for you in the beginning? My God is right. So now, in life, where are you? First rule of using the map is find out where you are. Where are you? Am I in a submitted position? Am I submitted to God's will? Am I submitted to the adoption? When you're adopted, you take another family, you take another life on, you take another character. Now, I want to name it adopted by blood. I go back to the story. We're talking to the young man. He's talking about adopted. And I made me realize we all adopted. Every single one of us are adopted. You only saved because Jesus died on the cross for you and shed his blood and chose you before you chose him. We all adopted. Say, I'm adopted. Come on, say it loud. Say, I'm adopted. Come on, say it again. Say, I'm adopted. And I got the submission, but it's almost a two-minute thing. But I'm adopted. Say it again, I'm adopted. But see, adoption don't matter unless you submit to the adoption. You submit to the new life that you have. You submit to the new way of living. You submit to the new name. And so the young man say, I don't know why I be acting like that sometimes. He said, I don't know why I be acting like that. And the Holy Spirit started talking to me. I said, well, you know, and I heard Leroy Jr. say that we were talking about, but DNA is a powerful thing. Oh, yeah. It's a powerful thing. And sometimes you'll be acting just like the people before you. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you ain't going to never be nothing. Your daddy wasn't nothing. Your granddaddy wasn't nothing. You ain't going to be nothing either. You're going to be just like your mama was. Oh, there's a way you're going to go. DNA is a powerful thing. If I went by my DNA, my submission, I'd be all over the place. Just my DNA. If I just submitted to my DNA, not my spiritual, but just my DNA, like just the bloodline, I'd be a lot of different things. And I wouldn't be up here. I won't list all the things I would be, but I'd be a lot of different things. And so even you sometimes got that stuff coming up. Even you got them ways and you got a temper. Or you can't listen to nobody. Or you think everybody against you. Are you always po-mouthing? Are you always talking reckless? That's that other stuff. That ain't from your adoption. That ain't from your new name. That ain't from your newly inherited lifestyle. That's that flesh. And if you submit to the, you'll mind the. I keep reading. I keep reading. I don't have time to keep reading. It's a, let me. Verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it's an enemy against God. It is not subject, submit. Submarine, it's under, right? Anytime you see a sub, it's under. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh, what happened? Mm-hmm. But ye are not of the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be where? If Christ be where? The body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Verse 11, but if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth where? It keeps talking about what's in you. It keeps talking about what's in you. You got something different. The spirit of God is in you. How many Christians make some noise? So right there, the spirit of God is in you. It's in you. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, it's in me. In you. Quicken your mortal bodies by spirit dwelling in you. Therefore, we are not, and I wrote this down on my notes. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. We are not debtors to the flesh. We don't owe this society nothing. So for the life of me, I wonder why we jump through so many hoops and so many hurdles to please these people. We don't owe them people nothing. Them people that you trying to impress did not die. They didn't bleed for you. They didn't go to hell for 3 days. They didn't do none of that. Stop trying to please these doggone people. Stop trying to please this system. Get on the right system. We are not debtors to the flesh. I don't owe my flesh a doggone thing. Because it didn't do nothing for me. If it do anything for me, it make me mind it. Make me keep doing what it want me to do. And that always put me in trouble. I don't owe it nothing. Listen to me. Therefore, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. We don't owe that flesh nothing. I don't have to watch that. I don't have to listen to that. If I miss that, so what? If they talking about it at the office and I don't know what they talking about, good. Nobody don't care what's cool. Whatever's cool right now is not going to be cool in about a month. And they keep you running in a circle. As soon as you finish season one, what they got? Season two. But I saw one show that had like 15 seasons. I was like, God, dog. I don't owe them nothing. Say it. For if you live by the flesh, you shall die. Lord Jesus. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Verse 14 is our favorite. Ready? Read. They are the what? They are the what? They are the what? It didn't say they're the servants of God. They are the uh-oh. You're his child. You've had a blood transfusion. You got new blood now. It's not that old blood. I love daddy and mama and them, but it's not that old blood. It's that new blood. It's that new blood, that new life that takes me somewhere else. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Come on, put the hand up. Thank God. Thank God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yes, sir.
It talks about the difference between a servant and a son in another chapter. It talks about the difference between a servant and a son. They said Ed will be nothing but a servant if he ain't learned what he's supposed to learn. Yeah. If he's not submitted to the teachers and submitted to the ones that's supposed to take him to the next level, he will always remain a servant and not a son. Well, you know, there's something that I benefited from, Tommy, as being a son of Apostle Thompson. There's some places that I can walk into and I ain't got to ask nobody if I can go in. I went to his office today to go get a Bible, and I don't have to stop and knock and say, what y'all do? I'll walk on in. Because I'm a son. I got a right to go in there. When he in there, I'll be knocking, though, right? Son, I got to. Don't get beside yourself. Romans 12:3 say, let man, no man think more highly. Think sober. Don't be drunk, my child. Don't walk in there like that right now. But I got a right to walk on in because I'm a son. I got a right to enter into all good things And notice I didn't say run, I walk on in because I'm a son. That's good. I submit to my adoption. Now, I know they say that they got this thing that the preacher kids are the worst ones. So anytime, I was a little young coming up, anytime you say your daddy a preacher, they're like, oh. All right. Cool. I know what we can do then, right? Yeah, because they're just the preacher kids are the worst ones. Just something that just came up just around the whole situation. So the preacher kids are the worst ones. And so I knew a lot of people that were doing the will of God, and the ministers and pastors doing the will of God, a lot of people going to church faithfully and doing what God wanted them to do. And their children wanted to do a whole bunch of other things. They wanted to go another way. Some of them had the path laid out for them to walk right into the anointing. And right in line with what God has called the family to do. But they had other ideas, so they submitted to something else. Other, it's a possibility that you can submit to something else. Although you're a son. Although you're a son. And although you've been paid for. You've been bought with the price. Although he's gone, I was looking up adoption process. What's the process of adoption? And it's, I'll tell you all the things you walk through. And Jesus went through the process of adoption. He went through the whole process. He came here, lived life, showed us how it's supposed to be, gave us instructions, gave us all of them, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, gave us all those instructions, and then put his money where his mouth was and died for you. Died for you. And then he decided to do, then he got up again. Right? Yeah. Now, but he didn't just die, they didn't shoot him. They beat him. Yeah. And he bled. Yeah. There was bloodshed on the ground. Yes, sir. There was a price that was paid just for you. Yes, sir. There was a price that was paid just for you to be a son. Yes, sir. Didn't even know you. There was a price that was paid for you to be a son. Yes. There was a price that was paid to give you the ability to submit. Listen, there was something that was done. Listen to me well. There was something that was done by our Lord Jesus Christ. That was the whole point of it, was to get you to be a son.
That's right. Glory to
God. The whole point of it all was to give you the ability to submit to him and be like him. Uh-oh. That was the whole point. It wasn't for nothing else. The whole point was for your sonship. The whole point, all that was to adopt you. You know, you could adoption process right now. You got to fill out paperwork. Show them where you work at. Show them you got a good household. You might have a couple visits. But you ain't got to bleed. You ain't got to get beat. You ain't got to get ridiculed. You ain't got to get stabbed. And you ain't got to get whooped. You ain't got to go through all that. Jesus said, I want you this bad. This how bad I want y'all. Look, this is how bad I'm trying to adopt you. I want you to be my family so bad. Listen, I want to adopt you so bad. I want to bring us back into the proper family that we're supposed to have. I want to do it so bad that I'll take this beating. I'll take this whooping and this ridicule from my people. I'll take it because I'm trying to adopt you. I want you under my name. Well, what kind of you spit on the blood by not submitting to the blood. So we don't think on that enough. We do our shotgun prayers in the morning and we're gone. We don't think about enough of the price that was paid. We don't meditate on it enough. We don't really think about how serious that was, how bad he really wanted me. I sang the song on Sunday, and I almost can't make it through the song. You thought I was worth saving? You thought I was to die for? You, me, I know me. I know I'm the problem. All my situations, I know me. I know my raggedy ways. I know my bad attitudes. Amen, come on, say amen, come on. Come on, because y'all about to have me out here hanging on the tree by myself. Come on.
Come on, you know yourself too. And if you think you better than what you think you really are, then that's a problem right there, okay? But I know me. But you thought I was willing, like you thought I was worth dying for. You wanted me that bad. You wanted me that bad. You wanted to adopt me that bad that you'll go through all of that. It's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing. If you think on it long enough, it'll make you change your ways. If you meditated on it long enough, it'll make you do something different. If you meditate on it long enough, it'll make you submit more to his will. We don't submit more to his will because we don't meditate on that enough. He, listen. He went through all that just to adopt you. Otherwise, you would have been an orphan. Ephesians 2 talking about, it starts talking about later, it says, don't forget, not too long ago, you was in this world without a God. Don't get too high. Don't forget. Everybody say remember. Come on, say it again. Say remember. See, the Bible talking about remembering over and over again in the Bible because you need to remember. You forget. You know, they say don't forget where you came from, right? Yeah. Right. You forget. We tend to forget the price that was paid, and so that's why we act the way that we act. Yeah. We tend to forget all that went on just for me. And hold up, and I ain't got to bleed. I ain't had to do none of it. They say the gift was freely given to you. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. My little nephew, he got this new thing now, Joshua. He got this new thing that if somebody else get to do something that he don't get to do, he say, well, that's not fair. That's his new thing now. He just that's not fair. And, of course, you know what comes after that. I didn't ask you if it was fair. I told you what it's going to be. But it's not fair of me. It's not fair of me to not submit. It's not fair. I know I can't pay the price back. I know there's nothing that I can do to equal up to what he's done for me. But I'm going to try. I'm going to put myself in a position where I'm going to try. Just because you know you can't pay it back don't mean you ain't going to try. For if we have not received the spirit of bondage, again, verse 13, again to fear, but have received, everybody say receive. Come on, say it again, receive. It didn't say retrieve, you didn't go get it, you received it. The spirit of adoption, whereby we cry. Verse 16, the spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If it's children, then heirs. Heirs of God, and joint heirs with who? Christ. Uh-huh. If so be that we suffer with him, we also may be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed where? Yeah. Shall be revealed where? In us. This is all your adoption. You realizing you submit to your adoption got something to do with the glory being revealed. Because the next scripture says it. What did the next scripture say? Read it. Verse 20. Read verse 20. Read it again. For the earnest expectation of the creature. That means everybody waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So everybody's waiting for your manifestation. Everybody's waiting to see what you made of. Listen, it's not hard. It's not hard. Listen, the Lord told me the other day, you know, they got a lot of stuff going on in the world and all this food is going on in the world. He say it'll be. He said, this is how simple it be. He said, if you, simplicity, Christ, everybody say simplicity. He said, if you just submit to me, he told me, he said this statement. He said, if you give up, he said, if you let go, I'll let you go.
Amen.
That's a good statement.
Listen, he said, I had to do the motion for you. He said, if you let go, I'll let you go. I'll let you go as high. I told somebody the other day, it's imperative that you be everything God wants you to be. It is no longer a choice. It's imperative. Why? Because God is looking for somebody to place in a high place. But if I don't have a man, what I'm going to do? They're trying to see what you're made of. They're looking to see.
He said this. He said it's going to be like playing basketball with a two-year-old. First of all, you're going to dominate. I don't need no post move. He two. And then he said, eventually, the two-year-old going to start trying to shoot like you shoot. So it'll be easy, and it'll change everything. Y'all get it? We got to submit, though. Got to submit. Amen. I ain't going. I'm submitting to that clock. Amen. Praise the Lord.